Oi, oi, it's your boy Jack Slack, and this is the Fights What I Like This Weekend podcast. And today we're going to be talking about some fights this weekend, what I like. Honestly, this weekend, actually, a smorgasbord of terrific stuff to pick at. You know how you could eat, like, infinite amounts of one good food? But when you go to a buffet, you have little bits of everything and you fill up much quicker. That's what's going to happen with fights this weekend. There's a lot on, with a few good bits, and I'm going to talk mainly about the good bits because they excite me, and it's my podcast, so I can do what I want. But obviously we'll touch on all the UFC stuff because that is the big breadwinner in the Slack household. People care about the UFC. People don't tend to care about Bellator, even though I cover them. I can't believe it. I try my best, but there is no saving this shitty company from itself. But in addition to two Bellators, which is, you know, really one Bellator and another shitty Bellator, there's a one card, which is headlined by a four-ounce Muay Thai match between Nongo and John Haggerty. There's a boxing match between Gervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia. And there's a Rise card with a title fight between Naoki Tanaka and Ken Nakamura. So lots to be talking about. Let's start at the top, though. Sergey Pavlovich versus Curtis Blaydes. Heavyweight main event. I'm gesturing with my hands as if, you know. Standard. Curtis Blaydes, not been seen since Tom Aspinall's knee exploded against him. Sergey Pavlovich most recently fought Taito Iwasa. We all went, well, maybe this fight he won't have to spaz out, or won't be able to spaz out. And he did come out and spaz out to a knockout in exactly the same time. Oh no, 1 second less than he did in the fight before. He's still a massive enigma. While Curtis Blaydes has the awkward position of being a guy who we know is better than what he's actually doing most of the time. Most of the time, Curtis Blaydes' life as a heavyweight is people going, come on, Curtis, you're better than this. He's the anti-Derek Lewis. Derek Lewis succeeds in spite of not being very good. Curtis Blaydes fails in spite of being quite good. So this matchup, you've got a guy with a ridiculous reach who likes to throw early and throw hard against a guy who has some of the best wrestling in the division, is a competent striker, and then somehow just doesn't gel them together at all. You know, if you watch his fight with Derek Lewis, he outstrikes him for the first round, and then he lunges onto the biggest uppercut in the world because he just dives after it. You go, damn, Curtis, you're so skilled, but you can't put it together at all. But, you know, a history of great wrestling against people like Alistair Overeem, Volkov, Jarzinho Rosenstruik. His fight with Chris Dawkins is probably the most recent actual performance we have to go on because Tom Aspinall, you know, sadly threw a low kick and blew out his own knee. The Chris Dawkins one, you know, it was interesting because Dawkins has pretty fast hands. He's not super elite as heavyweights go, but he was there to give a test. And Blaydes' boxing actually looked really good in that fight. I thought he did very well, used some feints nicely, defended himself quite well after his entries and strikes, because if you've got a guy with fast hands coming back, you know, you need to be thinking about what you're doing after you strike. I think with Blaydes, he probably won't because he's just had this fight with Tom Aspinall where Tom Aspinall kneecapped himself on the first low kick. But with Blaydes, I'd love to see him just abusing low kicks. He's got a nice jab, use jab and dips to get in on strikes. Because the thing is, like, if you just throw the jab and then you dive on the shot, everyone knows that's coming because you're Curtis Blaydes. You've got a jab and a shot. But if you jab, you level change and you start throwing punches afterwards, you start swinging in big overhands that, you know, you're a heavyweight. He's 250 pounds cutting down, or he's 200 and something pounds cutting down to 265. If he swings an overhand, it should hurt someone. It's getting people to stand there for it. And you can get people to stand there for it by level changing after your jab. Sergey Pavlovich already has a couple of big uppercut, not knockouts, but in the course of knocking people out, he's thrown uppercuts and jabs. And basically, this is what he's going to be trying to do against Curtis Blaydes almost definitely. Hips back, poking out the jab, trying to throw big uppercuts. For Blaydes, I'd say kick the shit out of that front leg and punch off it, you know, and into clinches. Pavlovich, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see how he looks past round one. Because he literally doesn't go past round one. His only fight, literally his only fight. Oh no, he did. He had a decision over Mikhail Mokhnatin in Fight Nights Global back in the day. But every fight, he goes out there and swings as hard as hell in the first round. Even in the Overeem fight, which I remember as like Overeem working.